Bonus episode featuring Tim Meadows, Betsy Sodaro, Mary Holland, and Drew Darver. What is bothering you?
So, anything bothering you guys? You want to get off your chest?
Anything bothering me?
Mary?
I had a... Oh, well, this isn't necessarily bothering me, but I was thinking about it on the way here.
Rollerblades.
I had a dream about this podcast last night.
What?
And that you were going to ask us a question, and the question was, what kind of creams do you guys use?
What? That sounds like a Thomas question.
That's a great question, though.
Creams. Yeah. I don't even know what that means. Like lotions?
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, oh no, what am I going to say? Because I don't use any on my face. I use rosehip oil. And so I was like, now I'm going to have to tell them about that. I do that. And I don't use like lotion on my face.
Did you put on a cream before you went to bed last night?
No, I put on rosehip oil.
Rosehip oil.
Mm-hmm.
What's rosehip?
Yeah.
I think that is...
Good, I'm glad you think you know what it is.
It's made of schadenfreude.
Thomas, get ready to tell us what it really is, will you? Milkman over there?
It comes from rose petals, right? Oh, Thomas.
He's beat you to it.
Damn it.
Rosehip oil is a pressed seed oil extracted from the seeds of a wild rose bush in the southern Andes.
Oh.
Whoa.
It contains pro-vitamin A.
Specific
That's
place.
Fancy.
All the way from the Andes.
Yeah.
So American
out of my face.
Rose oil is not good enough for you, I guess. All right, fine.
Let's cut to the drugstore.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Are you going to take the last one?
Well, I was. Were you also going to get the rest of
it? I was going to.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Hi, ladies. Just because it's the last tag doesn't mean we're still open for another hour.
Okay.
Who's next?
Great.
Well, I you go ahead.
You were touching it. You can have it. You were touching it.
Tell you what. Both tell me your problems, and we'll see which one I can get to the fastest back here. I'll get put to them both.
Okay.
Okay, so I wanted to get the rosehip oil.
Okay, for your what?
For my face.
All over your face?
Yes.
Special problem area of the face or all over the face?
No, just the whole face.
Whole face is a problem area?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I want to keep it moisturized. That's why.
Okay.
Anyway, so that's...
We have different kinds of lotions. If it was like, I can see different problem areas from here, and if you were focusing on one of them... Or if it's just the whole thing. Okay, and what's yours?
I just like the smell of it.
You want rosehip oil as well?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a problem. I guess you guys haven't been watching the news lately. There's a big civil war in the South Andes right now.
Oh,
it's
my God.
Making all exports, or imports to our country of rosehip oil have stopped the last month. So I only have one rosehip oil left here.
Okay.
You gotta let me have it. I need to smell it.
Okay. Well, I think my use is a little more practical than just sniffing it.
Oh, come on. Hey,
I'm gonna be applying it to my face.
To each his own. I mean,
yeah,
sometimes.
Her aromatherapy of sorts,
I guess.
Well, can we put some drops in a vial and she could take a sniff whenever she wants?
Some drops in a vial.
Well, I feel like you don't need that much. It's very, very, it's very odorous. It's an odorous oil.
Excuse me, ma'am. I never got to her problem. I mean, what's your problem? Just not smelling it is your problem?
I need it to calm me, yeah. I like giving
calming
it a
effect.
Sniff before anything.
And how many times a day?
Oh, man. Anytime I leave the house, anytime I answer the phone.
Okay, and you get a lot of phone calls?
All the time.
A lot of phone
a
calls.
A lot of phone
Wait,
calls.
Wait, why does it matter? She gets a lot of phone calls. I get a lot of phone calls,
I asked you about your whole
too.
Face, ma'am. We can ask her
My
about how many phone calls
My phone number used to be the number of a very famous radio station. So I get a lot of calls still. Okay?
Okay.
Wait, K-Rock?
K-Rock, yeah. That's my number.
You're 977 K-Rock?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know, huh? Every single day I get calls for requests. And
ring,
for
ring,
like,
ring, ring.
Don't.
Just stop answering.
It's on your cell phone?
Am I caller 9? Am I caller 9?
Oh, sir. You're not.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Don't. Oh, he hung up. Every time.
But you treat it like the contest is, like, you treat it like you are the radio station. You're saying he's not caller number 9. You should just say, I'm sorry, you have the wrong number.
Hey.
All right, easy, Freddy Krueger face. Let's not... Let's not rag on my customers here.
Excuse me, that's incredibly rude. Can I please just get the roast?
What happened?
Well, you both touched the number at the same time, so I couldn't really just give it to one or the other. You guys could sue me for malpractice. What I can do is I have some extra vials back here. If you guys want to work it out in the alley behind the CVS, I'm not going to stomp you, okay?
Okay. Are those kids going to be there?
The
sucklers,
yeah, that's what's happening
so
these days.
Uncomfortable.
Cut to another drugstore. Yes, we have rose hip oil.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes. You both need it, right?
Yes. Yes.
Well, we have the rose hip oil from the Andes, as you know. It's
great.
A very violent area.
Yes.
We have, actually, I'm out of that, but I do have the blood rose hip oil, which is sort of, well, it was produced by kids in sort of a slavery environment.
I'll take it.
You didn't let me finish, but...
Hey, man, I don't
care.
They're
slaves.
I gotta start sniffing it, man.
They cut off all of the kids' finger except for one.
Okay.
In order to press the oil from the rose.
Oh, my God.
That's a huge bummer.
Yeah.
I'm sad, but I gotta start smelling that stuff or I'm gonna lose my mind.
Right.
I don't think I want that, so she can have that.
Are you sure?
I'm positive about that.
We got this one bottle.
Hi, I'm Chris Hansen.
Hi.
Are you about to buy this rosehip oil, blood rosehip oil?
Come on, so?
I want you to meet a child who's had all their fingers cut off.
Oh.
Hi.
Oh, man. Got that one finger?
Yeah.
I've been accusing one.
Yeah, I've been chatting with you.
Man, look, I'm so sorry. It's a bummer this had to happen to you, but I gotta smell that stuff. I gotta smell that rose hip. Okay.
Well, smell his stubby fingers. They smell of rose hip oil. That's for sure.
Oh my God, they do. Oh. Oh my God.
When we cut to a marriage ceremony between the one-fingered boy.
Do you, one-fingered boy?
You can call me Pete.
I'm sorry. Pete.
Yes.
Do you take this lovely...
Oh, God.
Lovely, relaxed woman. What's her name?
Cheryl.
Cheryl? Mm. Is your awfully, lawfully wedded...
This priest is awful.
I'm terrible. I'm so nervous.
Hey, have a smell of his fingers.
Here,
smell this.
Yeah. It'll calm you. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Feels so good now.
Yeah.
Ring.
Oh. Hey!
Hey, am I calling 9?
No, you aren't. Sorry, call back.
Attention humans, the UCB Comedy Improvisation Manual is now available on ucbtheatre.com. For only $2, you can download Matt Besser's newest comedy album, available at mattbesser.com. And remember to rate and review on iTunes. Help us become the best podcast in the music by Dragoon. They have a brand new album available at dragoongalaxy.bandcamp.com and on vinyl. This has been Matt Besser's Improv for Humans.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. Oh, oh, oh. The wolf dead.